Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Today is Monday, September the 10th, 2023. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We're going to be starting shortly. Today's topic is Lord's Yours is Respect. And my humble co-host is Ty. And I'm waiting for Ty to log on. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a great weekend. And everyone is ready for the start of the week. I know I am. Last week we had a great show. Hopefully we will have a great show today. And with that being said, I guess I will kick off the show soon. The reason why I chose this topic, it's a great topic, loyalty versus respect. Can one exist without the other? What's the meaning for each? And blase, blase. Hold on 1 second. So for that, if you can hear me, if you have my number, text me just to make sure you can hear me. I just want to get a quick mic check. Mic check if you can hear me. Just a quick mic check. Quick mic check, please. Awesome. They say there is no show scheduled for the next 24 hours. Since I'm literally on air, can't hear me. I don't know. If you can hear me, can you text my number? I think you have my number. Text my number. I just want to make sure you can hear me because one of the co-hosts said they can't hear me. Okay, there she go. All right, there you go. Okay, sis. Thank you very much. Got you. All right. Thank you, 835. Appreciate you. So I'm waiting on my co-host, Ty, to chime in. He hasn't chimed in yet. But, sisters, you can dialogue with me real quick. I know you're on your way to work, but if you got a moment to dialogue with me real quick, let me know. Just text me. But as I was saying, today's topic is loyalty versus, that's why I messaged with you, girl. Hold on 1 second. sis. Hey, sis. Anyway, hey, sis. Sis, like, ain't no show today. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I was like, what's going on here? I said, this ain't going to work. Yeah. You know, I had to pull over.
Yeah. And, you know, you always the first one. Like, if I don't see nobody, you be the first one on air. That's what's up. I'm not sure what's going on with Ty, but I know we only got a quick hour. But, you know, I got my guys that got their hands up. So I just want to kind of just lay out some things real quick. 6-4, I'll see you guys. I'm going to bring you in a second. Sis, how was your week?
You know what? It's been all right. It's been long, but it's been okay.
That's what's up. What about your weekend? I got to get back to asking you all that because I used to definitely ask that. But how was your weekend?
You know, I'm working this weekend, so that's where I'm headed. But I got some time. You know, I go to work early.
I know. That's what's up. I appreciate that. But yeah, so real quick, the topic today is loyalty versus, not real quick, but loyalty versus respect. And I know the guys only have a short amount of time, so let me just see what they got to say about this topic, and then we're just going to go from there. Hold on 1 second. 640, I'm about to bring you guys in. I'll open you up now.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how are you? Is that your I got background noise from you.
You say you got background noise?
You a little better, but yeah, I got a little interference in the background.
So is it cool?
Can you? Yeah, you cool now. Did you want to? I know you guys got a little, don't have much time, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys chime in. So the topic is loyalty versus respect. What's your thoughts on it? What do you think about loyalty? What do you think about respect? Which one is important? Is there a difference? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I got to stop saying blah, blah, blah. Well, oh, yeah, hold on real quick. Greg, so I got to get back to asking you guys, but how was your weekend? How was your weekend?
Everything was all right. You know, considering being locked up, everything good.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your thoughts. Oh, Teresa on the fifth on the phone.
Hey, I said what's up, too. I don't know if she heard me.
She may not.
Hey there, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, she didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. How you doing?
Yeah, well, as well. I'm good, you know. So my thoughts on it is, like, they could go hand-in-hand, but one could be by itself. As far as, like, if you're in a business relationship with somebody and you ain't got no respect for the person you're in business with, how could that person be loyal to you? You know what I'm saying? And then it's all about having boundaries and morals. You know what I'm saying? So if you was raised with boundaries and morals, then you'll automatically have respect. But don't nobody owe you no respect. That's why you got to demand your respect. So you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to loyalty, like, it's all about what type of time you on. So if you got a good heart or you got a bad heart, then you only loyal to the money, your loyalty value going to be a low, you know what I'm saying? Or if you got a good heart, your loyalty gonna be high, you know what I'm saying? So can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So yeah, so it's like
that was it.
It's like it's all about how you was raised. It's all about how you was raised, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, like somebody could be on demon time and their loyalty would just be for them, you know? But it's all about, like I said, don't nobody owe you no respect. You got to demand your respect, you know. Like, that also goes with how you was raised. If you was raised, you know what I'm saying, by good people, you're going to automatically have respect for people, you know.
I got you.
That's just my thoughts.
Can you,
Slaughter, what you want to say?
What's that? Slaughter right here, you know.
Hey, Slaughter, real quick, though. Hey, Slaughter, how you doing before you get started? I want to ask G real quick. What's demon time? I hear you say that often. Well, just so our listeners can understand
like,
and myself.
Like demon time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could just be on, you just on straight, you know what I'm saying? You on straight bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Demon
I got you. That's what's up. Okay. Go ahead, Slaughter. How was your weekend? How was your weekend? Considering.
I mean, you know, I've had better ones, man. You know, I've had worse ones, but I've had better ones too, man. I can't complain, you know.
I got you. That's what's up.
Look,
so today's topic is loyalty versus respect. Feel free to give me your thoughts on it.
Okay, now, to me, those loyalty and respect is two very important things, right? because it's weird because mm-hmm. You can't be loyal to somebody that you don't respect, you know, but you can respect
right.
somebody that you're not loyal to, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
right.
it's weird because like G was saying, people don't really have to respect you, you know? And a lot of times, some people
mm-hmm.
respect don't be worth a damn. You know what I'm saying? So I really
mm-hmm.
don't be wanting everybody
mm-hmm.
respect. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
it's the disrespect
mm-hmm.
what I won't tolerate. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
like loyalty is something that I hold very near and dear. You know what I mean? Like, and my loyalty, my respect, my love, my focus, them is things that I don't give out. You know, I don't pass
mm-hmm.
them things out just willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? Those things are earned with me. You know, and it's a few people in this world
mm-hmm.
who earn that. Without a doubt, without question, you know, shout out to them people. They know who they is. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to me, loyalty and respect, man, I think those are things that you should value over anything material. You know, that's something
mm-hmm.
that should be worth more than gold to an individual. But it's also something that can differ with each individual you come across. Some people are loyalty to, like he was saying, some people loyal to self-preservation. Some people will preserve they self before anything else, and that's where their loyalty lies, you know? And some people will
mm-hmm.
play that in more ways than one, and you might be able to pick up on it, or you might not, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
in some aspects, people's respect don't be worth shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know people's respect don't be worth nothing because they give it out too easy, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's not worth
mm-hmm.
anything because they can go right back on that respect just as easy as they gave it to you, you know? So it's really
mm-hmm.
dangerous, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I don't look for everybody's respect, but I would. It's the disrespect that I won't tolerate.
So, you know, people playing chess, like, you know what I'm saying, like the earth is the chessboard, and, you know what I'm saying, the pieces is the human pieces, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody, you know what I'm saying, is playing for to be a king and they check and then checkmate game over, their loyalty going to be different from the next man's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, like, yeah, so it's all about where your value's at and what you loyal to. Like, you know what I'm saying, I could just be loyal to, you know what I'm saying, me winning and not caring about nothing else. So that my you know what I'm saying, my characteristics gonna display that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's gonna all show that I could be able to compartmentalize any type of emotions or, you know what I'm saying, values that need to be, you know what I'm saying, compartmentalized and not care about anything outside of me winning, you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
right.
It all depends on, you know what I'm saying, where you at in life. Where you at in life, where your heart is at in life and what time you on. You know what I'm saying? Like that timing mean everything, you know, because that if you on that demon time, you don't care about no respect, you don't care about nothing. So, you know, it's all about check and checkmate at the end, you know.
So let me ask
you
this. Can a person be loyal to themselves as well as loyal to others, and what does that look like? Like, if so, describe both of those to me. Like, what does it look like for a person to be loyal to themselves opposed to loyal to someone, or is it pretty much the same?
You say loyal to themselves and someone else, or just loyal to themselves,
yeah.
period?
No. Can a person be loyal to themselves as well as loyal to someone else? Not saying it at the same time, but I know, I understand part and self. I understand what it means to be loyal to a person, but what does it mean to be loyal to yourself?
Loyal to yourself.
Either one of you guys can
answer. Loyalty to yourself is putting what you believe that's valuable in your life first. You know what I'm saying? You could still,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, have loyalty to yourself and to somebody else. If y'all moving on the same accord, if y'all stepping towards the same goal, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? How many people you gonna find that's gonna move like that with you? You know what I'm saying? So it's all about,
right.
you know what I'm saying, that check and checkmate. But it's all about, you know what I'm saying, I could be loyal to somebody else if we moving on the same, you know what I'm saying, on the same wavelength, you know what I'm saying? And if we ain't, then you.
Hold on, I think I lost you. Uh-oh. I think I lost you. Sis, let me know if you can still hear me.
I think you did, too,
I
lost
you.
I can't hear him either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was me. Okay, that's cool. Because, you know, issues in a minute. It's like, they might have went out. Oh, yeah, whatever they all rather might have went out. But that's cool. But my understanding of, loyalty versus respect, you know, a person can be loyalty to family, friends. They can be loyalty to their business or a cause or something like that. But I was interested to know, like, what does being loyal to yourself look like? You know what I'm saying? Because when a person talk about loyalty or in a conversation about loyalty, you don't really hear about, okay, this is how I'm loyal to myself. They will say how they're loyal to others. So, sis, to you, what does loyalty to yourself look like?
So I think that most people have a hard time being loyal to themselves because that starts with being truthful and honest with yourself and living in your truth. You know?
Got it.
And I think that's where a lot of people fall short because it's easier, you know, people can lie to other people at the drop of a hat, right? But the test comes when you have to be honest with yourself. And I think that's where the loyalty to self will come from. Are you honest with yourself at all times? Are you living in your truth? You know, the way you may feel one way, another person may feel another way. Can you be honest enough to say, you know what? You right and I'm wrong. A lot of people can't do that.
Right.
They cannot do that. They don't want to admit where they may fall short, but we all fall short.
Right.
To ourselves. And I think that's where the loyalty to self comes from. First, it starts with being honest with self. And people,
that's interesting.
They miss that.
Right.
You know, and then the pride get in the way and they stand on their pride. And it's like, you don't see where that's wrong at. You don't see that that's an issue. No, they don't see it because the pride is in the way. So I think to be loyal to yourself, you have to be able to put down your pride to be honest with yourself.
I got you. Six for all. I'll see you guys. I'm going to bring you guys in a second. They back online. I just want to give someone else an opportunity. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. 216 definitely in the building. Shout out to the city. If you guys want to chime into the conversation, hit your number one. I want to give someone else an opportunity to speak before I bring 640 in real quick again. But they're back online. Hit your number one on the keypad. If you want to join the conversation, ask myself something, sis. I don't know what happened to my co-host, but my sis has always got my big back. So, hey. I appreciate you having my back. Because you know I cannot. Sis, you know, by no means necessary can I do this alone. I've been in the mirror practicing like, girl, why are you sitting there talking to yourself? So I definitely appreciate you stepping in. I know, right? I'm about to bring 640 back in. Hold on a second. 640.
Yeah, what's up, this father right here. Hey, hey, Teresa, you know, all right, she said hi to everybody else. She said hi to old Slawhawk, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Oh, yes. Father sits on the phone, sis, father.
Hi.
We got
how you doing?
But, to answer that question we had before we got disconnected, you said, can someone be loyal to themselves and to somebody else, right?
Well, not so much. I know a person can be loyal to another person or another entity, but I want to get your understanding of what it looks like or what it means to be loyal to yourself.
Okay. Well, what it means to be loyal to myself is for me to be on my square unwavering, you know, to stand on my morals, my principles, and my values and the way I was raised. Unwaveringly in all situations, through all circumstances, at all times. You know, if that's me being loyal to myself. me standing on the things that I believe and upholding the morals and principles and values that I believe in for myself, you know. And that can mean to a number of things. That can mean to not go against the grain in a multitude of ways. You know what I mean? That can mean to, to not accept certain things and to be inspired by certain things at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that's what it looks like for me to be loyal to myself. And for me to be loyal to myself, and most of the time is me to be loyal to whatever cause that I'm standing on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think
that's
you can be loyal to yourself as well as be loyal to others, for sure.
But if you want for your brother what you want for yourself, then it's going to automatically be loyalty. You know what I'm saying?
You're the loyalty.
Or for your sister. Can you hear me?
Say that again.
I say, if you want for your brother or for your sister what you want for yourself, then it's automatically going to be loyalty.
But you know something, though, like when you, a lot of people don't look at it that way. Well, I won't say all
but
people.
That's why it's rare.
That's
what makes it rare, though. That's what makes it a rare quality. That's what makes it a rare and unique quality.
Yeah,
right,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's what
creates the value in it. You know, because if everybody did it, then it would be worth anything. You know what I'm saying? But being that it's so rare and it's so few and far between the people that you find those traits in, that's what gives it the value that it holds, you know?
That's what's up. I like that. I like that. We actually, sis, I know you on mute. Did you want to chime in on that, what he said?
No, I totally agree with what he just said. It is rare. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And that's where discernment comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, discernment.
Discernment.
You know, everybody, like for me, for instance, I can just speak for myself. I don't call everybody a friend because that title means a lot to me. It's something that I'm not. So everybody, you know, one of my coworkers, I kind of hurt their feelings last night. She was like, "Well, we friends." I said, "We not friends. We coworkers." And she was like, "I said no, honey." And I'm serious. And I said, "No,
right.
I don't call everybody a friend." I said, "That really hurt." Right. And she said, "I can't believe you said that. It hurt my feelings." I said, "It's the truth." I said, "So I don't want to give you no false narrative of hope or whatever that we friends." I said, "We're not. I respect the fact that you're a coworker, and that's what you are."
See, so
well,
y'all got background.
She said, you know, I consider us friends.
Just mute us right quick, and then I'll hit the button when we want to get back.
Okay. Okay.
I said,
go ahead,
I don't. You know, because she talked to me. She said, I consider us friends. I said, well, I don't. I said, because I have some friends that are more family to me than my actual blood. You know?
Oh,
and
no, that's right.
The
truth. Yeah.
And so I said, so therefore, that holds a lot of weight. And I'm sorry, but you don't get that title. She was pissed.
I know that's
I said,
right.
Well, you know, I mean,
a lot
true.
Of people
and
are just kind of jumping off top. Pardon, so it's just kind of jumping off topic, but a lot of individuals don't understand about what it means to be a friend anyway. And a lot of people expect to be called a friend when they're not really a friend on themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
They don't know how to be one. So you're not going to get that type, not for me. I mean, and to me, and that's like even in a romantic relationship, the friendship part of it is more important to me than a relationship.
Parcel says, 415, I got you. Give me 1 second. Let her finish her statement, her sentence. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was saying, just like even in a romantic relationship, you know, the friendship portion of the relationship is more important to me than the relationship itself, because the friendship is the foundation for me.
In the relationship,
you know,
aspect?
So, yes. Uh-huh.
I got you.
Yeah, in a relationship aspect, because that's the foundation. That's what's going to hold, you know, when you go through any type of strife or anything like that, that's the glue that will hold it together if it's that important to the two people involved, you know?
I got you. Hold on 1 second, sis. I'm about to bring 415 in. 640, you guys still got your hand up, so I can't really tell if you're ready to speak. But after I bring in this one caller, I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to open you back up to see if you want to respond to him or to sis. Hold on 1 second. 415.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Dante, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Sis, this is one of our fellow co-hosts. He hasn't done radio yet, but his time is coming up. But welcome him to the show. How was your weekend?
Nice
your weekend,
to meet you.
Dante?
My weekend was good. How about your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Good to hear.
Go ahead.
So
you want to
I want to know, so the topic is about being loyal to yourself, right?
No, so the topic is loyalty versus respect, but I had that question for the fellas, like, what does it look like to be loyal to yourself? Because we constantly talk about what it looks like or what is it to be loyal to someone else. So, no, the topic is loyalty versus respect, so we're talking about loyalty and respect.
Okay, yeah, because I came in when you was raising that point, when you was talking about, what is like loyalty, like you, and what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wanna like raise like the point that you made when I came in about what
mm-hmm.
loyalty and everything looks like to you. Well, to me,
mm-hmm.
loyalty, you know, what yourself look like is you. Not compromising your truth despite how other people feel. You remaining loyal to that truth and not stumbling and not deteriorating, not deterring and going away from that because of how other people feel and because of how other people might view you or perceive you because you're scared because you probably deep down inside as a people pleaser. So you remaining loyal to that truth. It makes you a strong and a more fortified, you know, individual. And another point that I also want to raise, too, you being loyal to your commitment. Say, for example, you say, well, I'm going to commit to improving my body, you know, because of the great benefits with working out. You say, I'm going to commit to improving my body. So you commit yourself to that. You remain loyal to that. And you're going to remain loyal to everything else. And that includes people. You creating stronger and greater relationships with people because you can only be great and loyal with yourself before you try to be great and loyal with anything else. Because everything starts with you. Every tool, every resource that you have access to within you, that's you. You have to tap into that. You have to remain strong. And you have to be a person that's going to utilize those things and be loyal to utilizing those things and not going outside of yourself and cheating yourself to try to steal the look and the view and the thing that other people have, you know, if that makes sense. So you being,
that makes a
you
lot
being
of sense.
Loyal to all those, yeah, you being loyal to all those things that lies within you, you automatically don't be loyal to everything else because everything is internal and everything starts with you. You can't be loyal to nothing. You're not loyal to yourself, first and foremost. That's just
like
a
that.
Point that I want to raise.
Right. Okay, then. I appreciate that. All right, let me bring the guys in and see if they want to respond. Thank you, Dante. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I feel what he's saying. Like I said, that all goes back to having a good or bad heart. If you got a good heart, then you know what I'm saying, you're gonna have a healthy relationship with yourself and the community. But when you got a bad heart and you're on demon time, then that's gonna show. So I agree with what he's saying. Slaughter, you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm just listening. I'm just enjoying the show at this point, man. I
appreciate that. But you know what? I like what Dante said because prior to him responding, I was trying to think to myself, like, how loyal am I to myself? But I think, and Wilfie, no one feel away because I got my children and grandchildren on the air, but willfully, no one feels the way. But sometimes I feel as though, no, I'm not going to say it. No, yes, I am going to say it. That I'm more loyal. Well, now, since I'm looking at it a different way and I'm listening to what everyone is saying, sometimes I'm more loyal to myself than I am to others. Not to say I'm not loyal to others, but there's a strong, I hold a strong loyalty to myself opposed to others. Because when Dante was saying, like, when a person, no compromise, I can compromise, but I'd rather stand true to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I, all this time I thought it was just that. I wasn't thinking like, okay, that's just me being loyal to myself. And even, you know, when he made a comment about, you know, the on a physical journey, you're loyal to making sure you get up every day and work out. You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. I didn't look at it that way. But let's talk about respect a little bit, guys. Go ahead, huh?
But listen, Greg. But listen, if you're a businesswoman or a businessman, and you know, you got to be loyal, because if you're not, then that could make a business not be successful. You know what I'm saying? Because that comes with having morals. So if you one way, you got to be one way all the time and every time. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're running a business and you know you don't have no respect for if your employee don't have no respect for you, they're not gonna have no loyalty to you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no respect for your employee, then their loyalty to you ain't gonna be strong. So you got to have some type of, you can't be self-centered when it comes to loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Because that'll make a business fall, because there's no morals. You know what I'm saying? There's no morals.
I get that. And
morals tie into the business. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
Business ethics. You feel me? So, yeah.
I get that. But again, and I'm sure that wasn't at me, but to respond
to you.
Speaking
in general.
No. No, right.
Hey.
No, that's fine. Hey, that's fine. But look, what I was about to say is, what I was saying, you made a great point when you, what you just said about this, but at the same time, when it comes to myself, it's about me. Not to say that I don't have loyalty when it comes to family, friends, business, or whatever the case may be, but I definitely hold loyalty true to myself first before anything else, as everyone should. You know what I'm saying? When you're putting yourself in a position to choose between yourself and any person, place, or thing, you should definitely come first before that any person, place, or thing, is my point, whether it's loyalty or respect. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is when you got true morals and boundaries,
that's bigger than yourself.
Yeah. For sure, it's bigger than yourself. You got to be that way. That means your loyalty is suspect. You know what I'm saying? It's been compromised.
Not necessarily. How has it been compromised?
I'm speaking my thoughts on it. Because you got.
Oh
when,
no!
When
I'm just
loyalty,
trying to get a clear get clarity on what you're saying. Like, I don't agree with that.
The foundation of loyalty is having boundaries and morals. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that 100%.
So if you one way, you gotta be that way. You know what I'm saying? Your morals can't never switch up. Your morals got to be your morals. If your morals
maybe I'm misunderstanding you. So morals and loyalty and respect, those are three different entities. So
yeah, I ain't talking about.
Help me understand what you're saying.
I'm talking about your morals. Your morals is your loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Having a certain standard set. You know what I'm saying? And
no,
if that standard
I think
is broke,
that's a little different. Pardon, though. I think that's a little different when we're speaking about our morals. It's like how we portray ourselves, how we project ourselves to other people and other things. That's different. Am I wrong, anybody? Sis, am I wrong about that?
No.
Hold on, G.
No.
No.
No, just
that's
it. As far as morals, I think it's in a way you it's a personal thing. It's, like I said before, it could differ. This slaughterhood,
it can differ from each individual, right? But with me personally, I would disagree just because of the strength. If the things that I'm loyal to and the things that I hold on a pedestal, like my loyalty, my dedication, my discipline, those are things that is bigger than me personally. You know, if I can explain a little bit, like what I mean, it's like, okay, if I want for my family what I want for myself, then I would sacrifice myself for the well-being of my family. I won't put myself first to be like, all right, fuck that. I'll make sure I'm do myself right before I do my family right. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to make sure that we good before I make sure that I'm good, you know? And in a sense, that could be a downfall at times, you know, but that's just the way that I'm wired. You know, I'm going to do for us before I do. I'm going to do my best to do for us before I do for myself, you know?
I get that part, Princess Slaughter. I get that part. I understand totally what you're saying, but my thoughts on loyalty and morals and respect and everything else down the line is they're separate entities. Like, even though they can work together, my morals is not going to determine my loyalty and vice versa. I'm who I am because I'm who I am. It doesn't have nothing to do with who I'm loyal to and what I'm loyal to. But at the end of the day,
okay,
I am first. I have to be loyal to me first, because without that, it's nothing else. And I don't know if I'm yelling because I got my headset on. So I'm not yelling. Am I loud?
<You good. laughs> No, look. No, listen. If you got a business and one of your employees, can you hear me? If you got a business and your employee got access to the business bank. Okay, if you got a business and your employee got access to the business bank account, you know what I'm saying? And his morals ain't set at a certain standard. He ain't gonna be loyal to you with that money if he got a bad heart. If it's, you know what I'm saying, if he was cut from a bad cloth, if his values and morals ain't set to a certain standard, he on demon time. He wiped your bank account down. You feel me? So morals play a part in everything. It's the foundation.
I get that. I definitely understand what you're saying. I understand what Flower's saying. But do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I for sure understand what you're saying.
I'm just going to agree to disagree.
I'm going to let you know that I understand what you're saying, because it's from certain people, certain opinions, they tell you that they can't do for nobody until they can do for themselves. You know, my grandfather used to say, before you pay anybody, you got to pay for yourself. You know, so I get that.
Absolutely.
I understand that in certain situations, certain circumstances, I can agree with that, right? But it's just like in the bigger picture, I know the things that I believe in is bigger than me, you know? It's just as much as it includes me, it's still bigger than me, you know what I mean? So, like, to make sure that my brother's good, to make sure that I'm good, I sacrifice myself any day. You know what I mean? For me to be able to ripple into my family and to be a someone who created some kind of great good for my family, I put myself on the line on that.
See, by me feeling so strong about these boundaries and morals, I guess I'm just cut from a cloth that discontinued, and I wasn't cut with the same cutting utensils, because I hold dearly to my heart boundaries and morals, because you can lose your life without having boundaries and morals, and that's just what I'm standing on.
Oh. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't have morals, and I definitely do have boundaries. So I just want to kind of get you guys to understand what I'm saying about loyalty and where I stand with loyalty.
Hold on,
I got a call. Hold on one second. Hold on, Dante. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Hold on. I'm about to open you up 835. Not you, sis. I got another 835. Hold on. Okay.
Hi, y'all. How everybody doing? But I'm agreeing kind of with what he said as far as the morals, because morals is going to determine if you're going to respect somebody. And I kind of understand what he's saying, because basically morals is your principle of right or wrong. That's what that is. And so I think that everybody should have some morals. Like, you have some morals, and that's going to – that's your deciding factor on how you represent yourself. But I don't think that we should be loyal to other people. I think you should always be loyal to yourself, because loyalty changes depending on the circumstance.
I like that.
But I do believe – but I'm not saying don't be loyal to people, but I'm saying you always supposed to be loyal to yourself first. Because depending on the circumstance and the situation, people's loyalty will – most people's loyalty will move back and forth. Now, as far as the respect, I don't know. I just believe that as a people, like as black people, we learn to disrespect each other. And I think we disrespect even in situations that benefit us as well. But I think we do a lot of disrespect to each other as well as to ourselves.
That's why you're supposed to always demand your respect. That's why you're supposed to always demand your respect, because don't nobody owe you respect. And when they start to disrespect, that's when you get active. But don't nobody owe you nothing in life, not even respect. So, you know what I'm saying? My name is Greg. What's your name?
I'm Tiffany. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, that comes from back in the day. Like, I don't believe that. I think that if you respect yourself, then you should, everybody you deal with should come from a level of respect until they disrespect you.
That's the
thing.
I was telling you about being raised from.
Hold on, Greg. Let her finish real quick, and then you can respond to her. Go ahead, Tiff.
I mean, I think I pretty much said it, but I do. You know, I agree with him as far as that's the only thing I don't agree with, because I think a lot of stuff that we was taught, I think we got to break the curses, because a lot of stuff taught us to kind of like treat each other like they treated us. You get what I'm saying? And so, like, with that respect, like, you got to demand your respect. I don't think that. I think that people respect you based on the way you carry yourself. And I think if that person don't have no respect for you, and it's also a conversation. It's so many levels to respect. But I think that if that person don't respect you, then at that point, you should be loyal to yourself. And you should remove yourself from that situation.
Go ahead, Greg.
I agree with you, but times changing. See, like, you know what I'm saying, the generation before me, you know, they was instilling them type of, you know what I'm saying, them type of qualities into me. So I agree with you, supposed to give respect and respect everything around you. But I'm talking about how it is now. You know what I'm saying? It's a different time zone right now. You know what I'm saying? So you got to demand your respect. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody respecting nobody. You know what I'm saying? So you got to demand your respect. I totally agree with you. What you're saying, you're supposed to give respect and get it. But you know, you got to work for everything. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody giving you nothing. So I agree with you.
I'm agreeing with him too. I'm just, you know, just kind of giving him a perspective on how, like, everybody's understanding of how respect should be given is different, because it sounds like that was something that he was raised with. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, or nothing like that, but you just kind of got to be a little bit mindful that other people, you know, have different ways that they respect. Because I'm going to be honest, like with women, we already decide we're going to respect you, but y'all guys, y'all are already make the decision if you're going to disrespect us or not. And it'd be a lot of, you know, and it'd be molded from your friendships, from your uncles, from the way you was raised, and then, like, dealing with other women. But women, we go into dealing with a black man or a man with respect. And then a lot of times we are loyal to y'all until we get tired of it. And then when we figure out that we can't get you to respect us, then we leave. So, like, women even have different ways that we respect certain genders. You get what I'm saying? So I just wanted you to be understanding of that too. So I'm not saying you wrong. I'm not saying you wrong at all. I like your opinion.
I respect all my black sisters. You know what I'm saying?
That part right there. I respect everybody.
But see, it's a lot of you guys that don't.
I respect everybody. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of guys out here who don't.
That could be a whole different topic in itself.
It can be. We're going to definitely talk about that. Somebody write that down.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I respect but all women. I don't discriminate.
Go ahead.
And it's getting short for us, too. But, yeah, I want us to end on that note, man. We respect everybody. I was brought up to respect everybody. You know what I mean? Give my respect and don't accept nobody's disrespect. And everybody respect ain't worth being accepted. You know what I'm saying? It's a dangerous thing, though, man. But y'all doing a hell of a thing with this show, man. I'm rocking with
you. Thank you, Father. Appreciate it.
So that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure one of y'all write that down.
Oh, business and pleasure, could it go together? That's what we own. That's the next topic. Can business and pleasure go together? You know?
We got you. All right. Well, appreciate you guys as always for supporting the show. We'll talk to you guys next Sunday at 7.
All right.
Okay. All right, peace.
Thank you for using GTL.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for your feedback to...
Hey, sis.
Oh. Hey, sis, go ahead.
I agree with the young lady that was just talking. I agree with her and what she's saying. I really and truly do. Because she hit the nail on the head. And that's true. Women, by nature, go into, especially with when it comes to men, if they're interested in any type of way, whether it's a friendship, romantic relationship, they go into it respecting that person and will be loyal to that person and don't even really know that person. But because they show some sort of quality that she likes or may need or whatever, and women automatically respect them. Until disrespect, and then she'll still respect him and keep sucking it up, and still she can't take it no more.
Mhm. Mhm. Yes, yeah, she did make a valid point. She left. I wanted to ask her a couple things. Where'd she go? Yeah, she's gone. But Dante's still on. Dante, did you want to respond to anything that was said, if you're still available to speak? Hey, Bree. My daughter. Yes. Or anything you wanted to respond to the young lady or what the guys were saying before they got off air. I think folks thought the show was ended because I got a few people that dropped off when I said see you guys next Sunday, but we still got a few people listening in, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah, I heard some of it. I'm driving. I think it was like a lot going on. I was like hearing like mixed things. I couldn't hear that much of it. So,
that's okay. I know at one point we were talking about the loyalty part, and I was trying to get them to understand, my perspective from it. And then we never really did get a chance to chime in, on a respect side. But I think when it comes to respect, like, it's hard to respect people these days because so many people have attitudes. I think it's more than just a black thing. It's just people. You know what I'm saying? Like, customer service sucks. You know, everyone doesn't want to do their job, and it's just they have bad attitudes when they call you or when you call them. So it's just hard to be respectful. But I think a lot of that starts with...
I'm going to wait until you're done. I also want to raise a point on that. I wanted to speak on the boundaries part, too, that's connected with the You go ahead and finish.
I think when it comes to respect, you hear people say respect is earned, respect is given, blah, blah, blah. I mean, respect is earned, rather. But I think if we try our best to be respectful, then willfully it can be received where you can get it back. You know what I'm saying? But it's just so hard these days because you know when you out in public, the type of response you're going to get from people that you're automatically on the defensive side. You know what I'm saying? I think that has a lot to do with it as well. What's your thoughts? But what you was about to say about boundaries?
I feel like boundaries and respect go hand in hand. I feel like when you come across a person that you know is an asshole, and it's like your first mm-hmm. encounter, like because you speak with somebody, they're not in the right spirit, and there's something off about them. I feel like boundaries are extremely important. When you see somebody, mm-hmm. and the reason I speak on boundaries is because boundaries are what keeps things and people in place. You can decide if you mm-hmm. want to deal with a person or not to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's somebody that's mm-hmm. dear to you, you can deal with them, but it's to a certain degree. Degree. Now, if it's somebody you don't know, well, I ain't gonna say it's somebody you don't know, somebody you know, but y'all don't really have to deal with each other. You can like tell them like, okay, I'm done with you completely. But I feel like just identifying what boundaries look like for you. If you identify what boundaries look like for you, it'll be easier for you to enforce boundaries and put people into places without acting out of character and coming out mm-hmm. of a place that will make you mm-hmm. angry and upset, and that will take you out of the spirit of being, you know, peaceful, having that serenity with you. Once you identify what boundaries look like for you, it's easier to put people that's acting obnoxious, acting crazy in place. Just simply just tell them one word. You don't even have to go into in depth or explain yourself in a great degree. You could just simply say this and that be just that and remain. And the most important thing too, like when you set boundaries, you want to remain consistent with it, because if you're not consistent with boundaries, other people pick up mm-hmm. that you're not consistent with boundaries. They're going to keep continuing the same pattern that they did prior. So just remaining mm-hmm. consistent and standing on those boundaries and remaining strong in those boundaries, you will be able to put people in their place by default. So that's the point of mm-hmm. boundaries is important. There's not enough emphasis placed on boundaries enough. And if it is, it's toxic boundaries. It's when somebody says something crazy to you, you just act out. It's never healthy boundaries. When somebody acts out of character, it's never first and foremost you know, bringing the correct approach and manner when putting that person in that mm-hmm. place before acting. You know, but that all comes mm-hmm. from identifying what boundaries truly look like for you. A lot of times we don't know what boundaries look like for us. We only know what we see and what we've been around. We think that's boundaries, and it's not.
Right. I like that. Yeah. So everyone has some great dialogue for today. I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in for today's show. This is a great topic, loyalty versus respect. Like everyone has a very strong opinion. Well, I won't say everybody has strong opinions, but everyone did have some great opinions on what that looks like. And I did, like always, learn from, you know, everyone today. Because, like I say, I knew what it is to be loyal to yourself. But it's like, okay, I do that. And then once I thought about it, like, yeah, you should actually put yourself first, period. I think with that, we respect. And then the one young lady, she had mentioned that, I can't remember who said it, but it's pretty much you get what you put out. I'm paraphrasing, but what you put out is what you get back. And that's true. And that's what I was speaking about, respect. If you put it out there, you should get it back, but it doesn't always work that way. But at the end of the day, stay loyal to yourself. At the end of the day, definitely respect yourself first before anything. So, like I said, put yourself first. You are first. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't change the foundation of your loyalty to yourself or others or what that might look like. You know what I'm saying? What you about to say, John Terry?
What'd you say?
No, I thought you were saying something.
No, I was agreeing to what you were saying.
I got you. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. That's how that goes. So, I'm going to see if anyone else want to chime in real quick before we bail out. Hit your number one if you guys want to chime in. We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead.
I want to chime in on the respect thing because I didn't really get the chance to really speak on that. But
yeah,
as far as respect, I remember reading 48 Laws of Power. It said if you want to be treated like a king, you have to act like a king. That was one of the things I believe that was 48 Laws of Power. If you want people to take you seriously, you have to know what respect looks like deep within you. Instead of like just looking at respect on a surface level, respect is more of a internal thing. It's you first and foremost. Like back to what I was saying about the gym part, you respecting yourself enough to treat yourself right. You respecting yourself enough to get up and work out, get yourself in tune with getting a better body. You respecting yourself enough to feed food that's going to nourish your body and that's going to uplift you, physically and spiritually. It all starts on those levels, and those are internal levels because those are transformations that transforms externally, and it shows itself. And another thing, too, back to what I was saying about some of the, the boundary level, people just not knowing you but being comfortable with saying just anything to you because they've dealt with other people that were past this that didn't really say much, and you respecting yourself enough and loving yourself enough to not tolerate that, put people in their place and not putting them in their place in a nasty, in a manner that they're familiar with. So, but like, you have to respect your person in order, man, and really get respect from anything else. Because you can't just simply say, well, you're going to respect me and you're not respecting yourself. That just doesn't make sense. That goes against the laws of respect. And I believe that everything has laws to it. I'm not just talking about government laws. I'm talking about life laws. Everything was created and established on laws. That's what keeps it constructed in place in the correct manner. So you have to respect yourself in order for anyone or anything to respect you. And one of the laws that I also want to use that but I believe her name, I forgot her name. It's Lauren London or something like that. I might be saying I don't know. She said, how you going to win? She said, how you going to win when you ain't right within? How you going to win anything if you're not right within yourself? Not in the correct lineup of respecting and loving yourself. How you gonna win? So I want to leave at that point. I appreciate you.
I like that. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to add to that, well, not really add to that, but just say a couple of things. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of us were raised a certain way. Our ideologies is different as an adult, but we do think back, okay, this is what my mom or my pops told me how to be and things like that. But I think for us, well, actually, I know for us, we need to just be our individual selves. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's one thing coming up or whatever the case may be, is different now. The girl Tiffany made a point that you should definitely be loyal to yourself before you be loyal to someone else because it changed. That loyalty do change. You know what I'm saying? I think when it comes to you, your loyalty is always going to be on upward levels. Like, you're always going to be loyal to yourself. At least you should be. But like she said, things do change in a relationship, family members, a job, or whatever the case may be. Like, one moment you're in a situation where you're loyal, but that situation can change where the loyalty no longer exists. So I like that I wanted to kind of dialogue with her a little bit more, but she kind of, that's the show, but hopefully we can get her on next week because she definitely made some great comments. But great stuff, Dante. I definitely appreciate you. Sis, did you want to say something before we end the show?
No, I just totally agree. And this was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a really great show. And it makes you look at,
I can look at everybody's perspective and how they feel, and I can take something from what everybody said tonight, and I appreciate it.
I do too, and that's why I love to do radio. Like, you know, my co-hosts, they support the queen. But sis, I always appreciate you, man, looking out. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness, what I'm gonna do? But I know sis had my back, and I definitely appreciate you. 330, I'm not sure who you are, but I did see you pop in and out. If you wanted to say something real quick, hit your number one. I definitely appreciate you chiming in. Everyone, 216 Cleveland, appreciate ya. If you want to say something real quick, we about to end the show and like 30 seconds. With that being said, next Sunday at 7, I see you guys there. Actually, sis, who is that? The Fellas. I think I did send the schedule out to you for next week, right? Didn't you get it in the group?
Sis? Yeah.
And Dante? Okay,
yes.
I didn't do it. The Fellas going to co-host. Okay, that's good. All right, so the Fellas go co-host next week, so we're going to see how that go. But they do pretty good. I like their feedback. So far, so good. But, man, I definitely appreciate y'all supporting the show. Man, I think this year what I did was the best decision I could have made, like, to help me with my consistency and keep going with my desire to do radio on a weekly basis. So I definitely appreciate you guys. Okay, so with that being said, enjoy your week. The fall is coming, y'all. I am a fall baby. I'm not a fall birthday baby, but I love the fall. I love the winter. Today was a good day, a good fall day. My daughter made meatloaf and mashed potatoes. I wish I could have had some of that meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Hey, sis, I almost ordered me some Mexican, but I said, nah, I ain't about to eat that crap. But, Bree, I could have went for your mashed potatoes and meatloaf today, but I'll catch you on the flip side, sweetie pie. Thank you for tuning in, as always. With that being said, this is the Queen Enigmatic. Nope. This is the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show with the Queen and her co-hosts, whoever they are for this week. And every week. But, Ty, I love you, Ty. Where are you at? We're going to catch you on 5 or 6 weeks from now. So with that being said, you guys have a great rest of your evening, and I will see you guys on the other side. With that being said, peace. I don't know what I want to play today. I'm about to play sis song. Let me sing your song, sis.
Oh.
Yeah, you play your song.
As you cried in my arms, You were there to welcome me home. I was convicted cause your love never wavered. I know you love me more than me, and you vow to love through anything. I never had the kind of love that was forever. And as you cried in my arms, you woke up my heart, and I saw again what I found in you. Cause say goodbye.